Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Universal Energy Radio. This is a Some of You show, and I'm Alisa. And let's get Liz on here. Good morning.
Oh, my God. Good morning. I've had a... I've had a hell of a morning. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you, yeah.
Hi.
Hi.
I hope we have callers, because I don't know if I... Anyway.
Well, unfortunately...
Ain't we lucky we got them. Good times. All right, hold on. Jeremiah, you need to go to school. I love you so much, but you need to go to school. All right, he should have left 45 minutes ago. All right, anyway.
Well.
Hi. Yes, talk to me, girl.
Hi. Yeah.
Hey, girl. Hey.
Yeah. Hey, girl. Hey. Yeah, rough morning. Rough morning. I get it.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of not very nice text conversations. And I don't know. I can't really say too much because Jeremiah's right here, so I was going to let you do the talking. Oh, but the good news is I spoke to Adam, and he's going to have his first session with Jeremiah tonight at 9 o'clock. A conventional therapy hasn't worked. And I know how well it's worked for Cole, so we'll see what happens. And what's cool is that Jeremiah's like, "Oh, so is he like a shaman?" I'm like, "Yeah." Jeremiah, please go to school. So he's kind of intrigued because of the shamanistic wizard gypsy aspect realness of it all. So,
shaman, not shaman.
Anyway, can you hear me?
Sorry. Yeah. I just dropped my call. I called indirect instead of using the direct connect, and it just dropped my call.
You know, and retrograde starts March 23rd. So, you know, what difference does it make, people?
Oh,
what difference?
Gosh.
The whole year. Girl, please.
As soon as you started talking, it dropped me. And I'm like, what? So I'm trying to dial in. I'm sorry.
Sorry. It's okay, girl. It don't matter.
Oh,
girl. I hope, like, listeners, you know, just we're going to freestyle this one.
Yeah.
It's just exhausting to be the villain. And I'm not the villain, but I'm assigned that role. And I'm concerned. I'm really concerned.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah, I'm very concerned, and when I'm out in the world and in the workplace, I have to shut down so many parts of myself to function so I can, you know, take care of my kids, myself, and yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. And then,
well,
yes, go ahead, sweetheart.
It just sounds like stuff is coming to a head because sort of, I didn't hear anything that you had said before I cut off.
But you can do the math. It's okay. Yeah.
You know, Anna's having a tough time. She hasn't seen her kids, since, like, probably, I don't know how long it's been.
It's horrible.
Just no response. You can see them, whatever, or... There's just a lot of bickering, it sounds like. And so she had asked me to get in touch with her ex.
Wow.
Just to see if, you know, maybe I could see the kids or if
test the waters a little bit. Sure.
For a family gathering. And she's like, she probably won't respond. I'm like, well, it's easier for her not to.
Right.
But, because I had texted the kids using the number. I mean, you know, I had given them a phone.
Right.
That last week.
Their special
phone.
Right.
And they never responded back. So
the kids
I texted them. No, they didn't respond back.
Oh, my Lord.
And so I texted. I gave it a try yesterday. I thought, okay, well, I'll touch base. I don't normally, you know, get in contact with her to get in touch with the kids.
Right.
Because usually if she really needs help, she'll she'll ask me after she's already asked Anna if I'm available. So,
right.
You know, it's one of those, like, usually it's through Anna.
Right.
So I figured, you know, it's not like I'd normally talk to her anyway, but
directly. Right.
Yeah. Cause usually all that's handled through Anna. So
right.
I was like, okay, well, I'll just give it a try. And then I was trying to word it just very mindfully of, you know, not just, oh, well, I'm just all about the kids, but I was like, it's acknowledging, you know, there's some,
right.
There's obviously been a change. You know, things are different.
Right.
And, between you and my cousin.
Is the first
and,
time you talked, you've addressed her since all this or no?
No, I mean, I've seen her. I've like,
right.
I saw her the beginning of the year. It was like that one time Anna was able to hang out with them. It was
right.
in their apartment for like an
right.
hour. It was like kind of monitored, but not really monitored. But, you know, when I came in, I hadn't seen her in a while. As per usual, I gave her a hug. I was like, I wish
right.
her a happy new year.
Right.
And then, you know, we took it over by the kids. So we all sat in the living room where she, you know, it's like a little apartment. So, you know, she sat over the kitchen area, you know, was doing work, had headphones in, and that was about it, you know. Then we
right.
left and that was it. So, but I have not had a conversation with her just one-on-one about much of anything in a long time. Probably close to a year, because I think she moved out sometime in May, and I know I chatted with her before then, because I think she was trying to, you know, just get some type of, you know, I kind of asking for a friend type thing, kind of a hypothetical, but I kind of knew what was going on. So she was asking more about herself in terms
of course.
Of numbers, which it's a safe way to do that,
right?
I'll always, you know, be a supporter of my cousin, because, you know, that's a lifelong bond.
Of course.
But whenever Steph has had to, you know, she and I've had to talk, it's been fairly neutral, like, for me, because I just need to listen. I don't know. I don't
right.
know all the stuff.
Right.
I know of it, but you know,
right.
it's always been interesting to me to hear the take of the other person and to hear
oh,
that
it's
perspective.
Fascinating.
And a lot of times,
absolutely.
You know, because the topic is never directly about that. It's about all the other stuff.
Of course.
And you know, and so I've always been like, you know, it's never been a direct attack. It's never been, as far as I can tell, you know, it's never, those are just, it's mostly just kind of been concentrated about, you know, her or just kind of broad questions. So, I think because I'm one of the few family members that she's, you know, had a pretty good relationship,
yeah,
or at least a fairly close one, closer than others.
Right.
Then, you know, there's some familiarity, but also I'm not always up in their business all the time.
Right.
So, and I'm usually like the buffer, like, oh, let me just handle the kids or let me do something. So we, you know, Anna's thinking, well, maybe she'll talk to you. You know, she obviously won't talk to me. Maybe she'll talk to you. I'm going to say, well, maybe, but she hasn't had to talk to me in a long time.
Right.
So
right.
it's just as easy to just not answer. But I did. I sent a text. And, you know, for Anna, it's ramping up because she's really, you know, kind of freaking out that she probably won't ever get to see those kids or not even see them, not even talk to them.
Oh, my God. That's devastating.
That it's been sort of cut out, you know. And that's always been like the worst case scenario.
The worst case scenarios are really kind of popping up, aren't they?
Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah.
And what about the kids? Like, I would never keep my kids from their dad. Like, don't the kids want to see Anna?
Well, we won't know. I mean, I guess it doesn't matter because they're not seeing her, and I don't know.
Oh, that's devastating.
I don't know what's been said. I mean, I can, you know, a lot of stuff can be said. A lot of stuff, you know.
Sure. Oh, listen, I know that. Oh, I know that. Yeah.
You know.
You get a lot
for,
of bad press, depending on who's talking.
Yeah. Whatever the reasons are. And I don't know, because, like I said, you know, there are so many things that I would have thought would never happen. Even, even if, you know, there's a big disagreement. But a lot of those things have sort of been like, oh, well, but yeah, I guess they could, because things have happened that you would never have thought would happen.
Right.
But in a way, I mean, in the breakdown of a relationship, when you are not hitting on the same pages, sometimes it's like just by omitting certain things, it causes the whole domino effect.
Yeah.
So, and anyone who's had anyone break up with them knows what that's like. When there's a shutdown, then the other person who's been shut out starts filling in the blanks with worst case scenarios.
There you go.
And then that's the filter that you look at. And it's interesting because with Anna, she can kind of switch it back and forth because her true nature is to,
right,
you know, benefit of the doubt and try to, you know, let's just
right.
see. But when it's been prolonged in terms of not getting any information and all she
and
sees
no
is
response.
A result of,
my God.
Yeah, is the result of, you know, well, you're not going to, you know, whatever you want to do, it's not going to happen. It'll happen on my terms, because there was an opening there when Steph wanted, when she wanted to then have these conversations, and she wanted to try to get things, work things out, but only after that wasn't a possibility, really. Only after something new had already started up.
Right.
So it's a
everybody's getting punished.
Kind of,
she's getting punished now.
Yeah.
Don't you think? Like,
well, and this is what's interesting to me, because, you know, we both have birthdays like right next to each other, so we're both Tauruses. Anna's ex and I. So we over the years, I'm like, I get it, I get it. That's interesting. I understand it. I don't think I would do that, but I understand why. From that Taurus, really stubborn, keep everything safe, protected at all costs kind of mentality. Because I remember one of my relationships because I used to shut people down. I used to just, you know, I wouldn't be able to function. I would just shut down.
Yeah.
And I would step away. And I remember my partner at the time was like, well, you know, I feel like I'm being punished when you do that. And it didn't quite, like, there's a part of me that kind of understood it, but there's a part of me that's like, well, whatever, this is how I feel. And I can't change it. I realized I wasn't going to change it.
Right.
It was going to take a lot. It wasn't going to be this mental, like, oh, well, logically that makes sense. If, you know, we need to talk, but I'm mad, and then we don't talk, then I just get, you know, we all get mad, and then, you know, it just, there's too much left unsaid. And then the truth becomes a fabrication of what you think was probably going on. It's been interesting to kind of, as a spectator, in a sense, kind of loop back around to my own relationships and how much, because definitely with that relationship, that was my very first one, I definitely evolved out of that because I saw how toxic it made me feel to do that. And to do that, not just with her, but with everybody, because that was just, in a sense, that's really what I saw growing up. I didn't see my parents discuss anything when it was of a, you know, but, you know, that's just, that's how they are. They,
behind closed
when
doors.
They would have arguments, you didn't know about it. You knew they were arguing because no one was talking.
right.
And so that's how you knew. And then either things went back to normal, whatever that was, and you assumed that they worked it out. But you just didn't have those. You didn't see have an example of how to work things out. It just either it did, somehow, or it didn't, and you just figured, okay, well, that's just a sore point.
That's just how it works. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you kind of move around it, because anytime I would have an argument, say with my mother, because she was the one who was home most of the time. My dad was working. It was sort of the same thing, the same treatment of, well, I'm mad at you, I'm not going to talk to you. And that's true on both ends, because that's just how you learn. That's how I learned. And stuff never got revisited. You know, we never got like, so why were you so mad at me about this? We never got into that. And so you just sort of that's how you learn your patterns of how to handle things, even though it's not handling things. It sort of perpetuates this cycle. So when I finally got to my first relationship and I realized, oh, here's somebody who's the exact opposite, you know, their family, they talked about everything. They discussed everything. They talked about stuff at the dinner table. Even the sort of conversations, like, you know, current events, it was all stuff that could be very argumentative, you know, because it's a hot topic, you know, current events. And if you have a very different viewpoint from your parents, for example, but they had it out, they just talked about it. And I just thought, wow, that just sounds really exhausting, because you know what? I feel exhausted right now trying to talk to you. You know, like, and the funny thing was, I wasn't very good at expressing myself. So that's why I was exhausted, because I was trying to shut down. And it was like, well, how come we can't talk about it? Like, I don't even want to talk about that. You know, it's too much.
Right.
It was too much.
Don't want to talk about talking about it. Right.
I know. Yeah. It was one of those where, like, she's like, well, I was always taught, like, it's so exact opposite of how I was brought up. I was always taught you don't go to bed angry. And then,
oh,
you know,
wow.
My ongoing joke was like, well, I guess we're not sleeping then, because.
Yeah.
Know?
Right. Exactly. I haven't slept since. Hello. Right.
Right. And so, you know, in the moment that it was my way of saying you need to back away, because I need the space. So a lot of times I would just step out of the frame. I would, like, literally, I would go out of the house. I would go somewhere else and just be in nature. Usually I'd walk around. But, you know me, like, if I'm in nature, if I'm at the beach, for example, not that we would do that because we didn't live at the beach, but if I were outside feeling not good, I would just stay there. I would used to walk. You know, we used to live in the same house, that type of thing. I would walk our neighborhood for hours.
Oh, I can relate to that big time. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I would just walk, or I would just drive somewhere and just, I would usually go back to, like, my college campus, because it was so pretty. I would walk around there, and you know, a couple hours would pass, and she would call me, like, where are you? And sometimes I'd answer, sometimes I wouldn't. I'd be like, obviously I'm not back there yet, so I'm not talking to you, you know, that type of thing. So all of these things, I get it. The thing is, I was also in my 20s when I was doing this.
Girl.
And it was not easy, because that, you know, like I said, that is not the environment I grew up in. We didn't talk about stuff. We weren't, you know, touchy-feely.
Right.
It was, you figure it out. And even as I say it, you know, you figure it out. That's all mental. You figure it out.
Yes.
You know, it's mentally you try to work through it. But whatever you're feeling, it's so overwhelming.
Yep.
That you kind of have to do, you have to do.
You have to shut down.
Because you can't, you cannot emotionally handle that.
It's too much.
So all of these things kind of circle back around. I did a lot of, it's funny because I said I did a lot of journaling. I wrote for a little bit on Saturday in my on my computer.
Yes.
I just did a little journal entry.
Nice.
And it was just it's very free flowing.
Yep.
But in talking about stuff that was going on with my cousin, I thought about how I was in a relationship, you know, and seeing how, you know, things had to change. And, you know, the next time around, you kind of had to loosen up a little bit more and a little bit more after that. So, it's an evolution. It's a progression, you hope, when you finally start getting it. But, so luckily for me, like, my very first relationship, you know, that person I'm still friends with, you know, like, not that we call up every day, obviously, but, you know, we still touch base. And, but it took a while to get over that and all the bad feelings and you know, the you did me wrong type thing.
Uh-huh.
And you know heaping that up. But ultimately what was good was that I knew, because we were friends before.
Uh-huh.
You know, we were friends before, and I knew that just because she had such a different way of approaching things, I knew that all those bad times didn't really outweigh the, you know, the good stuff that we had and the fun that we had. And I had to own that my own unwillingness to talk about things certainly added to that issue of, you know, this bad feeling. But I just didn't have the the skill set then to help with that. One of them is actually just truly listening, because it's like it's easy to listen to a friend,
mm-hmm.
but when it's like a loved one that you share space with, or a family member,
mm-hmm.
it's interesting because it's so much easier to shut them out.
Right.
But you know, with a friend, then there's no pressure. Well, not as much pressure, because you still want the friendship. But like, I can be a really, really good friend. I knew
yep.
that. And a lot of that transfers over into you know, the more personal relationships. But when it comes down to like really being vulnerable, or really really sharing what you think, like there's so much at stake there. But it was interesting to me, like, in hindsight, to see the things that I wanted to try to protect were exactly the things that I needed to show and share, because I think that would have, at least with, you know, with most of the people, I think with pretty much all of my relationships, would have helped. You know, it would have probably softened things a little bit, so we could have gotten a little deeper. And but you know, hindsight's 2020, and either you're ready for it in that capacity or you're not, because whatever I had to go through, I had to go through. But like, fortunately, like I said, I'm still, you know, at least Facebook friends with all of them, and I don't really talk to all of them all the time, and that's probably a really good thing. But my very first relationship, you know, we're still friends. I would still, you know, we still consider each other friends, and there's not this weirdness. You know, we can spend, like, I did visit her probably almost 2 years ago on the way up to Virginia for a wedding. I stayed overnight, and it was great. You know, it was kind of like
nice.
Being roommates again, and we got to, you know, we just got to catch up. And I was actually hoping to meet her partner, but her partner was out of town working. Which I thought was like, why didn't you tell me that? I wish I'd known that. Cause,
yeah.
But I got to catch up with her, like almost all of like her mother and one of her sisters.
Uh-huh.
Also lives in the same place where she lives now, so, or in the same town. So
right.
I got to see them, which was, I hadn't seen them in, you know, a decade at least.
Wow.
And it, like old times.
Uh huh.
So.
I'm texting. Please go to school. All right. Have a good day. Bye. He's lucky his middle school has its own high school, because no high school is going to take him with that tardiness record. They look at seventh grade. He's in seventh grade.
Yeah.
Oh, it's every day. Every day. Every day. And I had to... I don't know if I'm repeating myself, but I had to have the conversation about Trayvon Martin.
Yeah.
I said that right? Yeah. And I'm just like, so those are my bookends. And trying to make a dollar and being the bad guy.
Mm.
Being the bad guy. Yeah, I might have to go to court.
Wow.
And I'm putting the kids first, the kids first, the kids... That's not putting the kids first.
Right.
Yeah, I feel very beat up right now.
Mm.
Girl. And I have a meeting. Thank God it's a phone meeting, but I have a meeting for a new casting job at 12 o'clock.
Ooh.
Thank God for a film. Thank God. So that's like God saying, just put on your happy face. Just keep, you know, keep.
Yeah.
I gotta make money. I got to take care of these babies. Oh, my God. But I feel really outside. I feel so disembodied right now.
Mm.
Just completely disembodied. You know, I'm getting text messages about, I have to live with my conscience, what I'm doing to all of that. Like, that. And then I start believing it. And then I think, well, should I go then and just give him the apartment? Well, where would I? Should I just, you know what I mean? Where that I'm I can't drink that Kool Aid. I'm dancing on that line of self-loathing. I'm dancing on it.
Oh my goodness!
And I'm just putting the kids first.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm doing. That never gets acknowledged. the value I have as the custodial parent and doing the heavy lifting as a parent never gets acknowledged.
Mm.
No value is put on it. Just what a mess I'm making of everybody's life.
Wow.
Now I'm beginning to believe it. And that's a very dangerous place to be in.
That is, because you know that's not true.
I know it's not true, but I'm holding, I'm not cross, girl, I'm not going to cross that line, but I'm dancing on it, and I know it's not true.
Mm-hmm.
I just have to, I'm just feeling very weak right now.
I know. I know. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like every morning and every night, it's just the bookends of the day. And I'm concerned. When I'm so out of my body, I'm concerned. I don't want to get hit by a car.
Right. Right. And it's tough to ground when you're trying to also ground for everybody else. Or be that anchor for everybody else.
And and hustling for work. I got to be professional. So 12 o'clock noon, you would never know. Thank God it's a phone meeting, but you would never know because I got to get that job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it really helps to do the show. And it really helps to be of service. We didn't talk about it the last show, but before the show before, I think, who knows, I'll get, my time is all screwed up. But was it the show before last that we got cut off with a caller who was really in a tough, bad situation? Her name was Shakira. Was that the show before last? Yeah, it wasn't the last show.
I think so.
Yeah, the show before last. And thank goodness I called you right back. We got cut off. And for those of you that weren't listening to that show, she called because she had to decide if she was going to terminate a pregnancy that was very far along. But she didn't know she was pregnant until 2 weeks prior. And she basically had 24 hours, 48 hours tops before it would no longer be a legal termination. That's how far along she was.
Mm.
And it was so great that I was able to call you to say, I hope you have her number. That I was able to speak to her on the phone for about 45 minutes privately and to just hold space for her.
Mm.
You know, that's, even as broken as I feel right now, that's why I really haven't stopped doing the show. Because when you're in a space of service, it's the best healing force that I can maintain for myself. I can't get sick. I can't allow my body to get sick. I can't allow myself to get hurt more than, you know, the obvious, but just physically hurt, harmed.
Mm-hmm.
I have to take care of these kids. But it's very physically, today I'm in a lot of physical pain because of this. Today is a little different.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't think that going to court was going to be an option. I don't want my kids to talk to a judge. I mean, is that going to happen with Anna? Do the kids, if it goes that far? I don't want it.
Well,
that's not putting the kids first.
Well, I don't. I think just because they were not married, that she still, she doesn't really have any legal rights.
She has no custodial rights. She has no parental rights.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's just, you know, you're sort of hoping
on the
goodwill of one person
Yeah, well.
Who's not very responsive to anything. So that's...
And they
so
legally
what,
changed...
You know,
yeah, I'm sorry, but they legally changed their last name to your last name.
Yeah.
Isn't Stephanie's last name Bagelin? Legally?
Yeah, in fact, yeah, she is the one. She had that name before Anna changed her name back, because Anna had been married prior to that for years and just never
Anna
legally
had a different
changed
last
her name.
Name
back. Huh?
Anna had a different last name
for a number of years. Since she was, yeah. So she,
What was
so,
the last name?
Goff. G-O-F-F. Goff.
Goff? Like I'm going to play golf? G-O-F-F?
Yeah.
Oh, how funny.
Yeah. So, you know, Stephanie ended up changing her name. And then, because I think she had wanted their son, their new, the baby,
carry
to
the name.
To carry
right.
the name. But I think the timing of it, like it didn't whatever the steps needed to be taken for it to officially go through, didn't quite do that. So he was born with her last name, and then it kind of like within the next I don't know. Few weeks or whatever, all that went through. So then they end up changing. Then Anna was like, "Oh, I guess I should probably change my name back too, since I'm not married anymore."
Right.
And then so by the time Lily was born, yeah, that was her last name.
Everybody was Bangalyn at that point.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my Lord. Well, I guess that's the only loophole that she has is that they, you know, they have my name. That's a shred of something.
Yeah, yeah, I'm not sure. Yeah, I haven't had a chance to really catch up with my cousin, other than you know she just texted me to see if I'd you know texted her ex. Yeah, I'm like no, I was like it's too early, and she's like texting me like in the early morning. I'm like no, she's I'm not texting anybody back.
No, that's different.
Like
she's
that.
On a different timeline, different time clock. Yeah, Anna's like, yeah, do you text her? And it's like 5:35. It's like, no, it's still dark outside. The sun has not
yeah.
risen. Right.
She was wondering if I'd done it the night before. I'm like, no, you know, I didn't think about doing that on Sunday night. In part because like, I knew that Anna had already. She had already been in touch with her. You know,
yeah, that was smart of you.
Thing.
You gotta like,
yeah,
like tread lightly.
Bit.
No, I think that's smart.
Yeah. So I'm like, no, I said, I'll do it, you know, I'll do it today. I'll do it in the morning, but not too early because I know that,
yeah.
you know, stuff's not really a morning person.
Right.
It may have changed, but I'm not going to assume anything because I haven't seen anything different.
But you have no evidence of anything different. You don't
know.
She's
not a morning person. Yeah. And so, you know, I did it like, you know, mid-morning after 10-ish. And, you know, I really did. I was trying to think a lot about it in terms of how would I want to hear from somebody that I might, you know, or from an extended family member. But also I realized, you know, I'm not in that space that she's in, and I haven't been in that space in a while. But I was like, well, I feel like there's a message that was conveyed, and hopefully if she read it, even if she doesn't respond, that she got the message, you know?
Right, so you
that
don't know.
Right. Yeah, I don't know.
No response.
I don't know.
Right.
There's a part of me that was like, well, there's always a chance, but there's probably not. I mean, she
yeah,
has.
You, yeah, that's attractive.
The way she plays her game, it's smart of her not to say anything. It's just
right.
like, well, I'll just do what I've always been doing because it seems
right.
to be working. And that's
right.
been a hard reality or a truth about this whole situation, because it was something that Anna had said a while back.
What did she say?
Which was, you know, I may have to just get used to the fact that I'm not going to see my kids.
Wow. You know, to dovetail on that, I remember saying in the beginning of the summer to my son, I said, he's going to give me a hard time about the apartment. No, he's not. But here we are. I knew it. I said it all along. And now I'm just traversing a very, very dangerous line of not believing that, not making that my truth, that I don't deserve to be here, and that I don't have value as a parent, and all those other things that, of course, are not true.
Right. Well, weren't you the one that found the place?
Yeah,
I mean,
it doesn't
wasn't
matter.
It your...
Doesn't matter. Because we both have shares in it. Yeah, I found
right.
it. And I was on a list for 15 years. But because I was 21 at the time. But no, it doesn't. None of it means anything. He's seen it as an asset. and that he has nothing, so he might as well fight for that. And I'm not being acknowledged as being the managing the household and really addressing the physical and emotional needs of the children. That hasn't really been acknowledged at all. And trust me, I'm doing a lot of heavy lifting when it comes to these kids. And I don't want them to be any more involved than they have been.
Mm-hmm.
And going to court is, I don't want to do it for them. But this is all backfiring because I'm the bad guy. So if I would have just stayed in the marriage, all of this could have been avoided.
Oh, my gosh. That's not a great option, though, obviously.
I could die. Is that an option, too? I could die. Same difference.
Yeah.
But that's the Sesame Street version. So this is all my doing. If I just stayed in the marriage, everybody stayed in the household, we wouldn't be in the mess that we're in. What the hell is wrong with me? Here you go. And no matter, and in spite of it all, I'm happier. Even through all of this pain. So I know it's right.
Right.
Right. And so, you know, I always have to joke during these dark times because humor is what's saving me. It always has. Mm-hmm. And so this has been the most chronically painful situation I've been through since the death of my daughter. And but I was in my early 30s when that happened.
Right.
I'm in my 50s. I mean, I'm a hot 50s, but I'm still in my 50s. You know, don't get it twisted. And I said, if this was a horse race, my daughter would have won by a nose. Like, that's how bad, by a nose. That's how bad this is. That's how bad this is. And I'm like, this is some, you know, 20-year-old, 30-year-old type of, like, trauma. Like, this is...
Right.
This bitch, this woman is too old to be going through this, and I got to keep my health together. So I've been improving my diet. I was stress eating there for a minute, like eating when you're not hungry, but just, you know, self-medicating that way. And I'm like, no. And this is crazy what I've started to do. But let me tell you, because, you know, we like to talk about, like, crazy food things. Does anybody need us? Because I'm going to go on a little tangent here. Anybody in the...
No.
Okay, good. Okay, so let me tell you what I'm doing. So, you know, like, we love all these wonderful things that are proactive for your health, like medical medium and all of that. But there's a lot of work involved. We love it. I got a juicer. I'm like, hi, juicer. How you doing? You know? Oh, you a sculpture? Are you a vase? What are you? You know, and the thing is, one needs to be motivated and inspired. And I do have moments of being motivated and inspired, but my energy's been occupied by a couple of very debilitating situations, and I understand that. So, I remember a conversation I had with somebody. We were coming back from Fire Island, and they're taking a tube out of their bag, and I'm like, "What the hell is that?"
Oh my gosh.
I'm like, what the hell? No, wait. Not a tube. It's like a pouch with a pouch, not a tube, a pouch that had a colostomy bag with shoes to match. No, a pouch that had, because I'm so shell-shocked and I'm so tired, I'm not saying this as clearly as I want to, a pouch that had like a screw top, but it was like a juice pouch, but it wasn't juice. It had stuff in it. I'm like, what are you doing? He goes, I'm eating. I'm like, what is that? Organic baby food. What? What do you mean organic baby food? Now, let me tell you something.
Wow.
But let me tell you something. It makes sense. because it's regulated and it's baby food, it's the cleanest food you can get. And it's portion control. Right? Now, if it's fruit stuff, like girl, pears and pineapple, who knew? Who knew? Who knew? If it's fruit, there's nothing in it but the fruit. It's delicious. So last night I'm having my little snack, and I had like raspberries, cherries, and apples or whatever, because you know how they have those combinations. Jeremiah's like, what you eating? I'm like, oh, this is good. So he and I are both watching TV. I said, don't tell nobody. Don't tell nobody. He goes, can I have another one? I said, sure. Would you like pears and pineapple? Sure. So now if it's savory, because, you know, they don't put no seasonings or anything. If it's,
right.
You know what? Nothing that a couple shakes of adobo can fix. And for those of you that don't know what that is, adobo is just, I got the big canister. It's just all-purpose seasoning that just kicks it up a notch. It's not spicy. It's flavorful. And if you're Filipino or if you're Latin, you know what we're talking about, because that's our, like, our house seasoning, the Goya adobo.
Well, what's funny is that we don't use adobo the way you, like, when we talk about chicken adobo, I
assumed you threw all the adobo in it. I'm wrong.
No.
What is it?
Well, I think it's just a style.
We just have it all in one container.
Soy sauce. It's a bunch of soy sauce. It's some vinegar. It's some garlic. It doesn't come from a seasoning. No, it doesn't.
I'm mistaken. So you just took our word.
Probably. That's what we do.
That's how you do. Oh, I just so assumed. I felt so close to you. I don't anymore. I assumed that the Goya adobo, which is what my people use.
Your people.
Okay.
Right.
Oh, but listen, let me tell you something. If you go to the supermarket and you see Goya adobo, it wouldn't hurt for you to have that in your kitchen. Just saying.
I agree. I've never bought it.
But
when you come to my house, because you're coming,
you're going to be here in a few weeks.
I am.
When you come to my house, I'm going to put adobo. I put adobo in every spaghetti adobo. Eggs adobo.
Spaghetti adobo.
I put it in the sauce. You don't know.
Everything I've had that you've made has been really good. So I have no doubts about your cooking skills. So if you're putting adobo on there,
then
I'm all about it.
Yeah, I'll show you the jar. I look forward to cooking for you and having little parties in my house for you. I'm really looking forward to that. A lot of laughter. But, oh, my God, I am so, so mistaken with that realness. I had no idea.
Well, I've always been all about some adobo. And I remember seeing
adobo,
it in the grocery
my
store.
Adobo.
I know.
Well, I had no idea. You totally demystified that for me. Then when you come to my house, then we have to make chicken adobo so I know how to make it, because I thought it's like, oh, it's adobo and you just put your chicken, you put the adobo and you put it in the pot and you keep it moving. I had no idea.
Right.
We'll make it one day so you can show me
how
to make it.
Well, I'm pretty sure like your adobo is going to be a lot spicier than ours, because
well,
I know
that. It's spicy, but it's not hot spice.
It's like peppery.
Flavory.
Yeah.
Garlicky, peppery.
So we have garlic, and there's probably a little bit of pepper in there, but, you know, anytime there's adobo, like, it's interesting. It's like, I'm like, oh, I don't know what that is.
Cumin, maybe.
No, because, I mean, I don't see, so it's, I'm Googling it now, Filipino adobo.
Yeah, what's in it? They don't put no Goya seasoning?
So adobo is from the Spanish adobar, which is a marinade or sauce or seasoning. It's meat, seafood, vegetables marinated in vinegar, soy sauce, garlic, and black peppercorns, which is browned in oil and simmered in the marinade. And that's it. That's all we use.
I'll never forget it. Okay. No, let me hook it up.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll make a rosco pollo. That's what I know about. Because it's all stuff that, you know, we either pour in or, you know, apparently the black peppercorns.
I was mistaken. All right. So our seasoning is just a convenient seasoning blend called adobo, which probably has some of. All right. Never mind.
So,
okay. I had no idea.
It's a whole cuisine because we have chicken, pork, beef. I've seen on like the Travel Channel or those food shows. They've done like shrimp adobo.
Okay. I was mistaken. Okay.
It's similar. It's similar in that that's the base meaning, you know, Spanish meaning of marinade or seasoning.
Didn't the Spaniards conquer the Filipinos? Has that happened?
Yeah, they were all about it. They're all about it for a few hundred years. So,
which is why there's so many last names that are the same.
Right. Yeah, I had a friend in. Like middle school and high school, she went to a different school, but she's Filipino, and her last name was Evangelista. And we all thought, man, that's such a cool last name.
Right.
Evangelista.
Yeah. Evangelista. And that's a very Latin name. So there's a lot of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm like, well, I don't know where we got Bangalan from, but that's, you know, that's not of the Spanish variety.
Bangalan,
you know.
on the banjo. Dun, 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 dun.
Bangalan. A little more ethnic.
The hell, Bangalan.
I don't know. I don't know where it came from.
Go many places with that, and I shan't. I shan't because I'm on no sleep and I'm damaged goods today. So I shan't. I shan't. Is that a word?
It's funny because I think it is, but whenever you say it, there was a kid in elementary school. He was a black kid. I remember that. And he was new to our school, and he had to write something. We all had some writing exercise. And we all turned our papers. It's not like we were grading each other's papers, but we turned it in. And I remember looking at some of his words, and I'm like, shan't. Where did that come from?
That's a word, though. It is a word.
It is a word.
Yeah.
But like, I'm like, what, ain't nobody in Charleston, South Carolina using it. So,
it's like very old English. I shan't.
Yeah, it is. It is. Yeah. It's old. So I thought that was interesting because I'm pretty sure I looked it up because I was so curious. I'm sure I looked it up in my.
Oh, you know, you did look it up
when I got home.
Girl,
I shan't. I'm like, so technically it's a word. I don't think he was using it the right way, but it's a word.
Shan't. Well, maybe he had to go. Okay, let me stop. Shan't. Let me stop. See, I'm mindful enough not.
I got it.
I'm mindful enough not to take that left turn. So that's good. It's like when I'm walking around like half dressed with the toilet paper on my shoe and the lipstick around the perimeter of my mouth. Then we know that's not cute. Oh my God.
Well, we did have. People in the chat room, so hello. We had guests that came. We have Raven. I know.
And I apologize.
It's okay. Empowerment of the Gifts was in there. So there's
hello.
Some new people who are poking their heads in. And I'll send this to you. Raven, who's just incredibly sweet, she said, this is a while back, she said, we all go through these emotions. Look at it like grief. We need to feel all those emotions before we can take another step forward.
Grief is in there. We're grieving in different ways, but if
you are stronger than you think, So
thank you, honey. Thank you, Raven.
So it looks like the chat room was doing the same thing, kind of going in and out. So sorry about that, guys. Blog Talk is being a little funky.
They're being sketchy.
Last couple of times, it's been dropping the direct connect, so I thought, well, maybe I'll just call in directly on my cell phone, the lo-fi connection options, as they call it.
Right.
And it still dropped my call, at least once.
Yeah, that ain't right.
It's better than the 15 times it did in the last show.
Right,
last couple shows.
Of course. Right.
But it's one of those, and I don't have Skype on this computer anymore because why would I have FaceTime? So I haven't used Skype. Yeah, I just don't use Skype anymore. And I don't see myself trying to, you know, figure out what my password is and all that, or I have to set up a new account. Just, it's too much to deal with. So
too much. But what's great is you're coming to New York. So you guys, because you sent me the email that your flights are confirmed.
Yeah, I went ahead and got the flight because I saw that it was like $127 round trip. Like,
how much?
Let me do that. $127.
$127.
$127
round trip.
Yeah.
Girl, you taking the bus? What airline?
I'm flying Delta.
Delta?
What? Yeah.
Are they on a different? Are they taking a different plane than you? Or are you
on
the same flight?
That's why I sent that over. I emailed both you and Anna because I wanted you to get the information. I wanted her to at least know because I had given her some different
That's a deal.
I gave her some different options, and I guess the one that I was looking at originally doesn't exist anymore. I started using Google Flights. Like I was comparing Google Flights.
Oh, Google Flights, is that a thing? What is that?
Yeah, it's on Google.
Oh,
and
you don't
what it
say.
Does is well, here it is. It's on Google.
Okay, okay. Okay, I already see, like, we're going to say hi. This is what's going to happen. She's going to walk in the door to my house. She's going to say, no, because it happens whenever we see each other, because we're so close, but we don't see each other physically. But it doesn't change the relationship at all, which is really funny. We're going to say hi. We're going to hug. And then 30 seconds later, we're going to be giving each other, like, oh, yeah. We're going to be snarky with each other. Go ahead. All right, so it's on Google. Okay, go ahead. That's going to happen in person. That's what we do. We waste no
Google.
time.
Google.com.
All right, shut up.
Flights.
Okay. And then what happens when you do that?
You just plug in what you need, like you would with a normal like airline type thing, plug in what you're looking for. And what it does is it takes all the information from most airline carriers, gives you an idea of it gives you an idea. You can look at the calendar and just see like what dates are the cheapest dates to fly.
Oh, that's brilliant.
And then you have an option.
Yeah.
Of starting at the lowest price, and you get to see, you know, usually like the options for the cheapest prices are like, you know, JetBlue or you know, Frontier Air. They don't show stuff for Southwest because Southwest doesn't play that game. So you kind of have to go on Southwest.
So you have to go. You have to go on a different, separate web search.
You have to look
right.
at Southwest directly. Because and it'll say that these are all the price, all the carriers we can find. The only one not listed is Southwest.
Oh, that's
and
great!
Southwest
and like they're like telling you how to navigate.
More.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, yeah. So Southwest was just a little bit.
I'm
not
gonna do
much,
that Google Flights.
But I figured, well, you know, my cousin when we were looking at flights for Iceland, she said, yeah, I've just been checking on Google Flights.
Oh,
I've had
I didn't
a few
even
cousins
know.
That have been using that service because they're kind of doing a flight tracker. So Google
That's
Flights
so cool.
will say, oh, we're tracking this for you. I like to look at all the different sites, though, because sometimes it's not, you know, because you can't book it directly. Well, I guess you could. I don't trust it, though, because I don't know to book it.
Yeah, you don't know if there's a third party. You don't know what you're messing
with. It's
under
the
true.
Sidebar with an ad, you know, the ad.
Yeah, yeah, pop
like,
up. Yeah, you don't want to
go
into get a virus.
I went on Delta.
That's smart.
I went on Delta directly because I have the app. I have SkyMiles. Not that
right.
I have a lot of SkyMiles, but
you're accumulating them, right?
Yeah, so I went ahead and just did it directly, and there was no difference in the price. So I'm like, okay,
that's
exactly
beautiful. So this is that is a beautiful, beautiful deal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I really hope. I'm just going to put this out there, and you can share this with Anna. I really hope that there is for both her sakes, better communication in her situation and in my situation. Because one thing I would love to do would be to visit you guys whenever, maybe during the summer break, but to go with Jeremiah. But
yeah,
then Jeremiah and Jaden can hang out, but we have to make sure that can happen.
Right.
You know what I
right.
mean? 'Cause I want to do more things, more traveling, with the kids, and that's so affordable.
Mm-hmm.
And because the household dynamic is different at Anna's, because when I've gone to Atlanta, I've always stayed in a hotel because I ain't stupid.
Right.
And I just knew, I'm like, no, I'm not staying. Nope. I called it 10 years ago. I called it. But that could be an option.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
So I'll just put that out there. we'll see.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that would be fun.
And, you know, the other scenario there is that we could take a little road trip to Alabama.
I love that. Can you imagine me in Alabama? To see Uncle Tony.
To see Uncle Tony.
You're like, hey. Oh, you married. Okay. Can't do that anymore. Have I been to Alabama? Of course not. No. That would be crazy. I'd love that.
I don't think you've ever been there. You're
have
like,
I? No.
You go to Chattanooga. Is that Chattanooga? Like Tennessee? Yeah.
Like, let's go. Best grits. I'm still like making strange sounds. Best grits. Let's go to Alabama.
Yeah, we could. We could go visit my uncle. He's in Mobile, so I have no idea where opulence is in relation to that. It's a big state. So,
oh, wow, that would be crazy to go visit her in Alabama and have Jeremiah hang out with her. Oh, my God.
Right. That's what I was thinking too.
That would be everything. Oh, road trip. I'm all about, you know me, I'm all about a road trip. I'm a good time. Yeah. I'm all about a road trip. And Jeremiah's a really good time too. So.
I bet. I know.
Yeah, maybe you, maybe us and the kids, or us and Jaden and Jeremiah, you know, you, Anna,
right.
You know, there could be a whole, we could just pack up a whole bunch of people. And hopefully both, you know, both her kids or at least Jaden, so that, you know, be fun if all three kids could go. That would be amazing.
That would be a miracle.
It would be a miracle. Crossing state lines. Oh, my, okay.
Oh, I know.
You know what I mean? Like, oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what the irony of this all of this is that the paperwork that I wanted signed is for no-fault divorce.
Wow.
No muss, no fuss. And his bone of contention is that, see, the courts really look out for the mother. So there's a worksheet to say this is what you're going to owe if you go through court. This is what we suggest, and he's still refusing to sign. Mm. That's why this is very ugly and painful and toxic and exhausting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But that's okay. I'm still happier.
Well, yeah, because it's an environment you didn't want to be in anymore.
I was dying.
I mean, and that's a tough part because, you know, when you do have kids and property.
Right, as Anna and I both do, right.
Yeah, figuring out the right thing to do is always going to be a point of contention. Like, well, no, that's not the right thing to do. Or, you know.
Yeah, I just can't go into that. I can't just go into that rabbit hole of walking away and feeling like I'm worth nothing because I'm around the corner. I'm not going to do that, but I know myself. And that's, you know, you talked about like growing up and how your parents communicated and all of that. Well, we had less than that because I didn't grow up with my father. He was in and out, you know, so nothing was dealt with. My mother like held everything back. Poor thing.
Wow.
And I understand that.
Yeah.
So I have no tools. So I'm going to feel like, okay, well, I guess I don't deserve anything.
Mm.
You know, and I'm being vilified for learning to love myself. And I got the argument a while back in an email. Well, if you want to love yourself, why do I have to leave the apartment?
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm dealing with.
Mm.
Yeah,
that ain't right.
There's no value in me loving myself. There's no value in me being a mother. There's no value in all those things. I don't want to. I'm a breath away from believing it, so I'm fighting for my life to not believe that. That's a dark place. I won't go there, but I'm around the corner. So I gotta climb myself out. Yeah, that's why laughter helps, and being blessed with great kids, good family, amazing work collaborators. Thank God. So I can't really indulge in that darkness because I can't. I have to, you know, maintain. But anyway, oh my God, this show flew by. I'm exhausted. So God only knows what's gonna happen next show. If you guys need to get a hold of us, please email loablend@gmail.com. Please like Universal Energy Radio on Facebook and check out the great shows, hosts, and programming available to you. This particular show is scheduled to be back on the air this coming Thursday at 8:30 a.m. United States Eastern Time. I love you so much. I love our listeners. I
love you too.
Oh. And in the meantime, looking forward to brighter days. Ring a ring a rings. I can't get up and get the bell. Okay. I love you. I'll talk to you soon.
I love you too. All right.
Okay, babe. Bye.
Bye.